Yo.
Ha ha.
Ha ha. Welcome Woo. To another I Got Issues podcast with your hosts, James Maynard. And
James Wright.
James, what's up, son?
Ah, man, another day, man, another day. I just got some things on my mind.
Oh, shit, I see the BlackBerry's out. What's going on, James? Let's get it on and over with. What All do you right. want to apologize about? Who do you want to apologize to?
No, man.
You know, you said some dumb shit on the last podcast, no, so now you got to do your rebuttal. So,
no, I talked that out with a friend, and they're saying...
You sounded even more racist?
No, what are you talking about? No, everything I said, there's nothing wrong with anything that I said. So that's that. Issues? I'm not really a big sports fan. But this whole Blue Jays thing is... You hear about this Blue Jays thing?
Oh, my goodness. Are we going to go with the gay slur on the guy's eye black makeup?
What is going on with that?
Oh, my goodness.
With, I can't remember the guy's first name. His last name is Escobar.
Lunel Escobar. Lunel Escobar. Shortstop for the Toronto Blue Jays.
Isn't that just, that's disgusting what he did.
Oh, my God. Everybody's so worked up about this. All of a sudden, people care about sports.
Well, hey, look at me. And you know what the funny thing is? The guy who actually took that picture of him, he has like season tickets. He's actually afraid to go back to the ballpark now because he's thinking that people will be upset at him for outing this guy.
Who cares? Listen, I don't even know how to explain myself without sounding like a moron, but I'll try my best.
All right. Well,
all right.
Let's hear it. What do you think about it? It's obviously wrong.
Listen,
clearly.
There's no doubt about if it's right or wrong. It's completely wrong. It's the guy underneath his eyes on the anti-glare shit that you wear underneath your eyes. This dude wrote in Spanish, like, I don't know what he wrote, but it's anti-gay. All right. Listen, the guy plays shortstop. The guy's a terrible baseball player. Who gives a shit about what he puts on his eyes? I don't care.
People do, man.
I know people care. I can't believe people care so much.
Yeah, I don't know. It's one of those things where it just gets at people's...
Doesn't get my blood boiling. Guy wrote that? He's a moron. Who cares?
And some people are saying, you know, if this was about like...
If he were to write anti-race stuff his eyes, then it'd be a way bigger deal. If he were to write, I hate niggers underneath his eyes, I still wouldn't give a shit because the guy's a baseball player.
Yeah, people worship.
Who's worshiping this guy? He can't hit more than 260. 260 batting average? Get out of my life. Put me in the game.
Yeah. Just, yeah.
There you go. Listen, they should have cut him right then and there and said, we don't tolerate this. That's it.
They should have. I don't know why they just suspended him for 3 games.
But who cares? The guy gets suspended for 3 games. He has to give up salaries for giving it to the gay and lesbian foundation or something like that. They get $80,000. Congratulations.
So two things. I wonder what's going to happen when he does go back on the field and starts playing. Like, I wonder what's going to happen. Are people going to start throwing things at him?
Nothing's going to happen.
You think people are going to boom off the field? Maybe.
No, they won't. People don't care. Kobe Bryant sexually assaulted a girl. He sodomized her. Do you know what sodomy means?
Yeah, I do, but
that means he raped her in her bum.
No, but
okay,
they didn't prove that though.
It was proven.
What are you talking about? They found 7 different semens in her underwear. They didn't prove it was him.
Listen, the judge and the jury don't have to convict him. When you buy your wife a $4 million ring that says you're guilty, okay? Kobe Bryant rapes a girl in the ass. And then he gets back on the court. People don't, they're not buying his jerseys. people are forgiving. People don't care. They have a short attention. If Yunel Escobar goes back out and hits three home runs in the game next week and wins the game for the Blue Jays, guess what? He's not going to be booed. He's going to be cheered. And that's it. So I don't care because nobody else really cares. People just sort of want to care because it's a hot topic to care about. But when it comes right down to it, if this guy goes out and he hits and he bats 1,000 for the rest of the season, everyone's going to be like, oh, this guy's the greatest player. Let's give him $10 billion to play for us forever and ever and ever. Retire this guy, a Blue Jay. That's it. That's all.
Maybe.
What do you mean, maybe?
Well, I don't know. Maybe of some course. People. I think he's going to get kicked off. Well, I don't think that's going to happen, for one. He should get kicked off. It reminds me of Lance Armstrong. Do you think people still feel strongly about him? And people
Lance
still
Armstrong.
Yeah. Do you think people still respect him after? Because
I told you, I cut my bracelet off and I burned it on fire, Lance Armstrong bracelet.
But, I mean, isn't he still a hero, though?
No, he's not a hero. He's still a hero after he got caught. He didn't even get caught cheating. He just said he's not going to fight it anymore because Lance Armstrong, you know, that guy's been known for his whole life to just quit. You know, when he was battling cancer, he just quit. When he was winning the Tour de France 7 times, he just gave up and quit. The guy doesn't quit on nothing, but now he wants to quit on a court case. Get out of here. You're guilty. Guilty as charged. It's so simple. But guess what? Who cares? Nobody gives a shit because...
Then why would you cut off your bracelet then? Why would it matter? Are you still going to wear a Blue Jays hat?
Yeah. As a matter of fact, I'm going to wear a Blue Jays hat.
Well, then why would you cut off your bracelet?
I cut off my bracelet because the guy's a moron. I don't even actually have a bracelet. That's just comedic effect. However, the donations to the Lance Armstrong Foundation, Live Strong, went up like 50%.
They went up?
Yes. So clearly... People don't give a shit if you cheat, if you rape people, if you write gay shit under your eyeballs. Nobody cares. They kind of want to care, but they don't really care.
I guess it's like another thing is Coney. Remember the whole Coney 2012?
Do you remember Coney? Exactly. No one gives a shit.
People, I wonder how many people actually went out and actually posted their city. I wonder how many people are actually
nobody
going
out
and like helping.
I never saw one.
You know, like developing countries. I wonder how many people are actually getting involved. They just forward a video, make them feel good, and that's it.
No one's getting involved. You want to get involved? You do what I do. You donate to the Blue Jays Care Foundation, and then you help out these little kids so they play some baseball and they get cool things to do instead of running around the streets.
And how'd that go?
It was good. It was fucking
Tell me
fantastic.
About it. What happened?
We did a scavenger hunt.
Yeah?
Around the city. We had to take pictures of a whole bunch of things. My team officially...
Yeah.
Came in second place.
Officially? Okay.
There's like 15 teams of 5 people.
Yeah.
But after the first place team, and this is for charity, these scumbags, I'm calling them out right now. These scumbags.
Was this another team?
Okay. The team that finished first, quote unquote. They collect their prize, which is tickets to the Blue Jay game and a jersey and some gift certificates and shit like that.
Yeah.
Then we find out they were cheating. You're supposed to go around.
How are they cheating?
You're supposed to go around the city. They give you a list of like 100 different items.
Yeah.
Each item has different points.
Yeah.
So some items are worth more points. You have to take a picture.
Okay.
Of these. You're in your group. You're not supposed to split up. You're not allowed to drive cars or whatever. On that Saturday, total gridlock. You cannot, even if you were to take the TTC from east to west along Queen Street, you can't.
Yeah.
You can't get across the city because we only had a 2-hour time limit.
Yeah.
So, but these guys, they were getting, one of the things was you have to get a picture of Union Station. You have to get a picture of like the real sports bar.
Yeah.
These guys, everybody sort of went all the way west and then worked their way back east because it finished at the Sky Dome.
Yeah. Makes sense.
And that's pretty much what everybody did. Some other people went other ways, whatever. These guys they won by 60 points, which is not very much, but found out that they got one of their friends who lived down by the Union Station to go and take pictures and email it to them. They fucking cheated.
So, but how do you know though? Like,
because we got
like how'd you know that there's a friend that emailed them? Like, how'd you find out that information?
Well, it wasn't just that. It was like they got pictures that nobody else did, and it's because one person that the winning team knew. It's stupid. I can't believe I'm even talking about this. But that person lived in the building and they got a picture of something that nobody else could get because that person clearly lived in that building and that person wasn't part of the event. It was just one of the, it was that person's best friend and they live right there. That's listen, too bad. They're cheaters.
Who so what'd you get? What'd you get for second prize?
I don't know. I got a whole bunch of stuff because my team, we raised the most money.
Nice.
We had the top fundraiser.
Congratulations, man. That's cool.
So we got tickets to the Blue Jay game. I got some autographed baseballs. I got the, I think I might have a UNL Escobar autographed baseball.
Are you serious?
Could be worth some dineros right now. And and that's that. Are you over this sports talk? You want to get into sports talk? We can talk sports.
No, I don't really care for sports. I care more about the controversy.
You were outraged.
I'm more concerned with the controversy around a lot of this. You know what I mean?
I don't think
NHL that strike. What's going on with that? Is it really about the game or is it about the money? Clearly,
I've given up on sports. I talked about this before.
And people, this is the reason why I don't watch sports. It started back in the day with the NBA when there's like a lot of focus on how much the players are getting paid. And then at that point in time, I was just like, this is brutal. It's brutal.
Sports is no longer about
it's not the about
athleticism.
The game. It's about the money.
Sport. It's now a business. And quite frankly, I don't give a shit. If these guys don't want to go out and play hockey, average salary in the NHL is $2.4 million. And these guys can't figure out a way to split up their money. I've already said it on podcast number two. Owners should be getting paid more than players. And that's just a fact. That's it.
Yeah.
So guess what? Hockey players, if you want to play hockey and get paid, apparently, the average salary is $2.4 million.
That's ridiculous.
Then
that's crazy.
You go out onto the ice, you skate around, you take your gloves off, you hit each other in the head with your bare knuckles, and you get concussions, and you play hockey. Do your thing.
That's funny.
You clearly give in to the owners, and that's it. All this union talk is making me nuts. I can't stand these unions.
I just can't believe they're on strike again.
Go ahead. Be on strike. Who's coming back?
This is the reason why I don't watch sports.
I'm not watching hockey. I don't watch hockey. I'm not even watching baseball. I'm not even watching football this year. I'm done with sports. I got bigger things to worry about. I can't be following these athletes and the Kardashians. You think that this is what people need to be worried about? Oh, my God, there's no hockey. How about the fact that 40% of the fucking world lives without running water and you want to complain about hockey not being around?
Jay, you've changed.
Jesus Christ.
I know. It's ridiculous. Life. It's ridiculous, though, right?
Where are people's priorities? People, I listen to Sports Talk Radio and these guys are crying. Oh, my God. Bring back hockey. What am I going to do?
It's first
what do you mean
problems,
you're going to do?
Man.
How about you turn off the fucking TV and you read a book and you get some other shit going on other than watching grown men sweat on the court or ice and bang into each other. It's very gay. I don't know if that's a homophobic slur.
I think you might have just blown your whole cake.
Am I going to get kicked off the internet?
Oh my God.
Holy shit. People are going to be freaking out.
Banging each other and sweating. That's great. Yeah, man.
Is now you know you got my opinion. I've said my piece.
Well, no, I agree. I mean, well, you know,
I'm just saying that you want to know what it's a big deal today, man. But next week, this UNL Escobar guy, no one's gonna care. And if the guy does exceptionally well over the next couple weeks of the baseball season, everybody will forget. It's not going to be a story.
Yeah,
and that's how everything works. So tomorrow, another baseball player could shit his pants on the field, and then that's the big story, and this story gets pushed to the back burner. That's exactly how news is done today.
Tiger
Woods.
The
story is hot today. It's gone tomorrow. Because there's always constant new shit that's out every day. Journalists do not take any responsibility of following up with stories to be like, hey, remember the story that we talked about yesterday?
Remember I told you about that?
And then
I told you about that?
They don't follow up, and nobody knows anything that happens. We did talk about this before.
If someone wants to take this idea, do it. Run with it. Just give me some sort of maybe like minor credit or something. But it'd be cool if, you know, all these news events, they come out. You hear about them, people forget about them. But someone should make a blog, website, whatever, just says like, remember this. And it talks about the outcome of like maybe like, you know, like 6 months later, what happened to this Escobar guy? What is he doing now? You know, like what team is he playing for? Whatever else. This whole Coney 2012, no one even talks about it anymore. Like what exactly happened? That guy went crazy, running around naked. Where's that guy now? What's going on? Like, I want to know, like,
what happened?
You know, I looked this stuff up on my own, but I mean, it'd just be cool if like there's some sort of like news station where it's like bringing up like stuff that's happened that we thought was a huge deal and like what's going on
now. The news is not the same as the news once was 20 years ago. Before essentially CNN became a 24-hour news station and you have headline news where now there's truly no integrity to any type of journalism. They chase...
Well, you can't say that.
Why can't I say that? They chase a story. Yeah. They're like, okay, this is what happened today. Kim Kardashian sucked the guy's dick and now she's famous. And then it goes away. And then the next day, Ryan Reynolds gets married. And then
that was Bill Clinton's secretary, whoever we talked about. Anyways, yeah.
Whoever. What I'm trying to say is it's a hot story today. They read it today. But guess what? We need more news. What's happening? Oh, a bomb went off over there. Cool. That's the news story. There's no, okay, let's go back 2 days ago when we talked about Bill Clinton and whatever happened and finish off that story. What is the aftermath? What happened? What's going on?
That's what we need to do.
Nothing ever gets finished because there's always new shit every day. That's why nobody reads a newspaper anymore because the newspaper is yesterday's news. We already know everything. I got Twitter. I got an update every hour about what's happening in the world.
It's ridiculous. It's a shift. It's a shift in journalism and it's a shift in society.
So maybe one time some of these, maybe I just need to become a journalist and talk about and do shit. But that's not going to happen.
This is the platform right here, man. This is the platform.
No, this platform is here to change the world. I'm going to change people's view on life.
Yeah.
I'm starting to become very hippie-ish.
Really?
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah, you are growing out your hair.
I'm becoming like a little bit of not like a real life, not like a 70s type hippie, but like
you take showers and stuff, right?
I'm still like cool and stuff like
that. What are you talking about? Hippies back in the day were cool, I'm sure.
I just I'm giving up on materialistic items and shit like that. They don't mean that much to me.
You think it's because you're getting older, though?
I don't think it's because I'm getting older. I think it's because psychedelic drugs have kicked in.
What are you talking? What is this psychedelic drug stuff? You don't think it clears just because you're getting older?
No.
And you're starting to realize that certain things in life just don't matter. Like when you're in your 20s, you know, you're always like putting on the best cologne. You have the freshest shoes, whatever.
Absolutely not.
But then you start to realize you're like, who cares? If that's so vain.
Absolutely not. Because I can look around at the majority of dudes that live in Toronto who are my age. And they're all in the pursuit of
money,
pussy. And the best way to get that pussy is to get money. The more cool shit you have a Ferrari, you have a fucking huge condo downtown, then guess what? You're going to get more of the commodity that the men are looking for than other people because you got shit. I don't need shit.
The thing is, like, if you want, remember that this quote from The Cosby Show when Theo was all like, I'm not looking for quantity, I'm looking for quality. That's the kind of girl that obviously if these guys are going out and buying cars to impress girls, who knows what kind of guys these are, but.
They're sickos.
I guess they're getting the girls that want that materialistic stuff. So never mind, I guess it makes sense. It makes someone happy, I don't know.
It makes people happy, man.
Yeah.
It's just not, it's not my whole, it's not where I'm headed anymore. I've changed my ways.
Well, I'm happy. That's good.
Getting rid of my Ferrari. Selling it.
Yeah, right.
James, if you were to win the lottery.
Yeah.
What would you do with your money? And I'm talking about a large sum of money. Like if you were to win $50 million, Super 7 jackpot, what would be like your top like five things you would do?
Top five things?
I mean, this could be a lot of pressure because you might say some shit and people are going to be, what the fuck? What are you? You're not going to buy me a car, you summer?
No. I think I've thought about this before.
I'm sure you've thought about it before. Most people have.
First thing, I'd just take care of like my parents and all my close family members. Like okay. My brothers, sisters, whatever. So I'll take care of everybody.
What does take care of mean?
Like
what
pay off,
break
pay
them
off,
off with?
No, pay off debts.
Oh, okay.
Pay off any outstanding debts. And I don't know how much money I'd give them each. I'd have to think about it and figure it out. But I'd,
isn't
but I'd
your
give
sister
them
like $28 million in the hole?
No, she's not. Oh. But I'd handle everyone's debts. And then I'd give them however much money that would make sense. And then quit my job, go to school full time. And just keep learning. and travel the world.
Shit.
That's pretty much what I would do. Help people. And I would actually, I don't think I'd give money to charities. I think I'd actually take my money myself and actually go somewhere and, you know, like, so say, you know, you have these places where it's like, oh yeah, you know, you pay $1,000 to travel to Africa and help build a school. I'd actually be like, okay, I'll pay, you know, your $1,000 or whatever, or maybe not even pay. I'll figure out some way to get in contact with someone who's organizing something. But anyways, I'd go down there, get involved with an organization and be like, okay, guys, break it down. How much is it going to cost to build the school plus to get a water system out of here? How much? $1 million? Boom, here's $1 million. Let's work on this for the next year if that's how long it's going to take. That's what I would do. I would handle like my own projects in developing countries and make sure that it's actually something that's needed, because a lot of times, you know, you donate money, but how much money is actually going towards this charity? You know what I mean? Like, you have administrative costs, whatever. I'd make sure all the money that I have would actually go and build a school, water systems, and help up developing countries. Take care of my family, quit my job, school full time, travel, and actually help people.
That's beautiful. Bro. Beautiful. Powerful, James Wright.
Yeah.
So beautiful.
That's what I would do. And then, of course, I'd buy myself like a house and, you know, take care of myself. But yeah. And then my friends, whatever else. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm going to get some emails about this. What would you do?
Oh, I don't even want to say.
Oh, God.
I'm like, listen, what would I do? How much money did I win?
$50 million.
I will buy a $60 million house. That's it. It'll be 10 million in the hole right away.
Oh, my God. It's hilarious.
That sounds what awesome. I would do. I would do what you're supposed to do.
Good answer.
I'm going to live my life. I'm going to turn off my cell phone. I'm going to go out into Tibet and meditate for a few months.
Okay.
And then once I get a clear mind, cool. I'm going to come back and people are going to be like, where's my money?
That's actually a good idea.
And then I would say, okay, this is it. My little sister, you know, I'm like, just because I got 50 million bucks, I'm not going to give you, I'm not going to make you a millionaire.
Yeah.
I'm going to be like, what's your dreams? What is your dream in life?
Nice.
What do you want to do? You want to be an astronaut? Okay, cool. And I'll make sure, and I would finance her path to becoming an astronaut.
Nice.
So then when she accomplished her goal of becoming an astronaut, then she won't need my money to do whatever because she's achieved her dreams and her goals. That's what I would do.
Where's Jason?
This is me, dude. This is the new and improved me.
What is going on?
I would do the same thing with my other siblings. I'd give my brother a whole bunch of money, of course, because he's my brother.
Yeah.
And, you know, to my dad, I would, you know, I'd be like, all right, you know, dad, you can stop working at your shitty job. Even though he doesn't have a shitty job, he has a fucking incredible job. But he doesn't need to be working anymore.
Yeah.
And my mother, you know, I'd be like, you know, I'd make sure she was taken care of.
There you go.
And that's it. And then my friends, woo! Get onto my private jet, bitches. We're going to Tahiti. Just bought the island.
That's funny. That's a good idea, though, to go and meditate. I like that.
Yeah, but
like the initial thing, turn off your cell phone, like unplug, go away, meditate.
You got to get a clear mind because there's going to be a lot of people pulling at you.
Yeah,
in
every true.
In which direction? Like everybody who you ever encountered, hell. You can probably really count your friends that you have on like one hand probably.
Yeah.
But you have 750 Facebook friends. And guess what? 750 Facebook fuckers are going to be fucking poking you on the internet. Like, give me some money. You know, can you pay my car off? Can you buy me a car? Can you pay my rent? Can you buy me a condo? Just imagine.
You
the
think
fucking
people would
case.
Do that?
Ugh. Yes, they
you think
would.
People are that dumb?
People are assholes.
Oh my God.
And when it comes to money, everybody's in a struggle because of the society we live in. Everybody's in this fucking power struggle to just get money so that they can just get by or so they can just get a
if
fucking
I just had a little
Gucci
bit more
purse
money.
Or so they could just get some Louis Vuitton shoes or whatever they want to get. Everyone's scratching and fighting for money that doesn't even really exist.
And that's what our whole society is based on.
Yeah.
Is to go and consume and consume and consume and consume. So of course, when your friend got 50 million fucking bucks, you're like, oh shit.
Yeah.
I can buy a lot of shit with his money. They start spending your, they start spending your money before you even, before you even got back from Tibet. They're like, shit, when James gets back from Tibet, oh, he's going to buy me a fucking car. We're going to go on vacations.
Can you imagine that?
It would be a mental.
The whole dating scene would be different too. I can
fucking
imagine.
Right, it would be.
Like what? Like you would
all of a sudden you went from you would Joe Blow making working at McDonald's making $21,000 a year to now that you don't have to work ever again and you got fuck you money. All of a sudden, that's some power. And guess what?
That's crazy.
What did I say earlier? Money buys doesn't buy power, but it gets you a lot of power. And these and there's a lot of. Men out there who are looking for beautiful women, and guess what? A beautiful those a lot of girls out there. I'm not saying all girls are gold diggers, but there's a lot of them out there who are chasing a fucking rich dude, even if he's butt ugly. And I might know a couple.
I would keep my apartment that I have now.
No, and, you wouldn't. You get robbed, nigga.
I'd keep my apartment that I have now, but also I'd buy myself a house. And if I start dating a girl, I'd be like, yeah, this is my apartment. This is how I live. You know what I mean? And then maybe after a year, I'd be like, surprise.
Guess what, bitch? I'm rich.
I'm just joking.
It would be pretty crazy.
Walk through this closet door and it opens up into my mansion or whatever.
It'd be a pretty crazy thing to happen.
It would be pretty crazy. It'd be
fucking insane.
I'm going to have to go play the lottery tomorrow now just because we're talking about this.
I just bought a lottery ticket before I came here. Did you? I don't even believe in the lottery.
But you know what? You're my best friend, right?
Don't worry, James. If I won, you'd get hooked up. Don't worry.
Oh man,
I'd hook you up. I'd get you, you know, a 32-inch screen TV, flat screen, of course, man. Top of the line.
Come on. That's funny.
You know? I'd soup up your BlackBerry. I'd put some rhinestones on it and shit.
Yeah, that's great. Thanks.
Ballin'. I'd hook up my closest friends. I'd be like, listen, dudes, let's sit down and talk a little bit.
Yeah,
we what do you got? You got some credit card debt? Give me that credit card.
That's what I would do, man.
Pay for it. Don't worry about that, kid. I got
it's all
you.
About money, man.
I got you. You're my best friend, BFF.
BFF. For
what
life.
Do you want? What do you want? You want a new stereo? You want a boombox? No problem. Let's go to Best Buy.
Here's a boom box.
Do whatever you want, buddy.
Oh, my God.
That's how I would roll.
Well,
that's the podcast. Bye.
Later.
What did I want to talk about?
What did you want to talk about? We need to just go. I know I'm going. I keep going back. I know
ahead,
I keep going
go
back.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
Just thinking about back about the Jamaica podcast. We were actually supposed to edit that podcast before. Now I remember, because obviously I wasn't in the right frame of mind and I don't remember exactly what we talked about, but I listened to the podcast again and I realized that I was actually supposed to edit the podcast before we posted it up and put and drop some stuff. The stuff about Jordan that we're supposed to put up inside of there. There's the whole story about going to
taking the taxi.
There's some stuff that we're missing out. So probably not this podcast, but in the next podcast or so. You'll hear some excerpts from the rest of our Jamaica trip. That's really funny. Like, it's funny. This is like top five podcast funny stuff. This is funny.
So we're moving up the rankings in the podcast world, and I'm glad to see.
Finally, again.
I'm glad to see that there's some new listeners.
Yeah.
Word up to Tammy, whoever you are. She left a comment today on the website.
Really?
It said, good job, good show, or something like that.
That's good. I'm taking a lesson from Chappelle and all these other celebrities.
You're staying away from the comments?
I'm not reading any comments.
Well, it's probably good because there's a couple of comments that aren't so nice. But there's
I'm not reading
word
comments.
Up to Tammy. Word up to Amanda. Word up to Bill. Out in, I don't even know where, Toledo or some shit like that.
Seriously?
I don't know. And they got some new listeners.
This guy, Bill, leave a comment?
Not a comment, a Twitter.
Really? Wow, man. I'm going to stay away from all that kind of stuff.
And so, I mean, we've got some new listeners who are listening. Downloads are going pretty crazy. And so things are looking up for the I Got Issues podcast.
You know what we should do, man? We should have a contest. So, like, we have, like, what? We have Facebook. We have Twitter. I don't know what other stuff we do. But what we should do is we should have a contest. We should have a contest where it's, like, you know, like, the 10th person to retweet the show wins a pair of tickets to a Blue Jays game. to a Blue Jays game. Or, like, wins tickets. I'll think about... Let me think about this contest, and I'll hook it up. Because I can hook some stuff up.
Yeah.
CDs...
If you can hook shit up, I'm sure people...
Tickets to shows, movie tickets.
If there's something perhaps. That people like, it's free shit.
Yeah. We'll think about contests, and then we'll get back to you and what the contest is and what the prize is next podcast. Definitely next podcast. Maybe an iPod? I don't know.
James, what are you afraid of, my friend? You got some fears... We gotta get past these fears. You gotta be afraid of something. I mean, you're not a superhero.
Well, first thing that there's like a
few. Are you
afraid
of heights or something?
No, not afraid of heights. I'm afraid of drowning. So that's why I'm taking swimming lessons.
Seriously?
Yeah, I'm taking swimming lessons.
But like, if you get thrown off a cruise ship in the ocean, guess what? You're gonna drown.
Well, yeah.
No, it doesn't matter how many fucking swimming badges you get.
I don't know. If I'm a strong swimmer, I'm sure I can survive for at least 10 minutes.
Yeah.
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 That's longer than 0 minutes.
But at the end of the day, you get the same result, so.
I'm not taking a cruise. I want to know how to swim.
Oh, shit. That's my mother. Do I put her on the show?
I don't know.
Oh, shit. Let's see what she has to say. Hello?
Hey, son.
Yes, Shamaya. I'm doing a podcast right now. You're on the air.
Hi, sweetheart. Can you please take me to Loblaws?
Are you being serious?
Yeah, because we need Ziploc bags, toilet paper.
I'm doing a podcast and you're on the air. You're on the show now.
Oh, I'm on the show now? On your podcast?
Yeah, that's...
To the world?
Yeah, to the world.
Okay. Well, call me when you're done, then.
Do you want to say anything? Do you want to shout out any of your friends since you're on the air?
No. I just want to say that I'm the most amazing person.
Do you want to tell people to follow you on Twitter or something like that?
Huh?
What? Okay, get off my phone.
Okay, bye.
Well, Jay, don't forget to get the toilet paper. Need to get some TP.
Can I take you to the grocery store so you can buy Ziploc bags and toilet paper? These are the phone calls that I get.
Something tells me that the grocery store is probably like right next door to your house.
You fucking right it is. What's wrong with these people? They're so lazy. Holy shit.
Oh, that's so
funny.
I've got
to drive all the way from here, all the way uptown to drive you across the street? What the fuck is going on? You know what my worst fear is?
You know what's funny, though? It's funny that it's like, it's not like, yeah, I need to pick up a bookshelf or a couch. It's like the lightest
it's like
things.
The shit that you can carry in your hands.
Ziploc bags.
This is insane.
That to me is just hilarious. It's not like, it's not anything heavy. It's Ziploc bags and toilet paper.
This is what I get all the time. She calls me, like, my little sister will call me when I'm at work and be like, yo, can you drive me to McDonald's? I'm like, bitch, it's fucking like 1 o'clock in the afternoon. I'm at work. If you want something, why don't you walk there? You want me to leave work, drive home, to drive you to McDonald's and drive you home and then go back to work? What planet do these people live on?
Don't you have a lunch break, Jay? Come on.
It's insane.
Oh my god, that's
hilarious. I was talking about this hood type lifestyle last night, as a matter of fact. Remember
oh my god.
So I don't want people to get upset about me. Remember, did you hear about that picnic that happened a few months ago?
Oh, that was
and
sad.
And all those people got shot up at a picnic?
Yeah.
Well, it's terrible. People got killed and stuff. But
the first thing that came to my mind is, why are people having a party, hundreds of people in the hood having a party at 11 o'clock at night?
Was that night? I thought it was in the daytime.
It was at nighttime. And then the next day is what? Monday. Don't people have to go to work in the morning? Am I the only dude who's working?
You sure it wasn't 11 o'clock in the afternoon?
I'm 100% positive. This is what blows my mind. What are kids doing outside? 11 o'clock. Don't you have something to do? I got to go to work in the morning. I don't know. A lot of people got to work on Monday morning. It's sort of like a thing. I can't imagine hundreds of people outside partying at 11 o'clock at night.
Yeah, that is
on a work night. There's no drinking. And the party gets shut. It's terrible that the party got shut up, by the way. I'm just saying. It's time for me to become president. You want to know what happened if I was president?
If I was president.
Know what I would do?
I get elected on Friday. Assassinated on Saturday.
Shut up, Wyclef.
Buried on Sunday.
Didn't Wyclef steal a whole bunch of money from his country? That stupid guy.
Come on. No, he didn't.
Anyhow.
How do you know this? You don't know this.
I don't know that. But I do know if I was president, this community housing business, that shit is coming to a screeching halt.
Really? Why?
Because the system is massively flawed.
Well, you're not going to shut it down. You need to figure out a way to make it work.
No, no, no. Guess what? Now that I'm president of the world.
Oh, okay.
I'm the president of the world now. Guess what happens?
Oh, my God.
You live in housing. You get subsidized housing, super cheap, ridiculous rent.
Yeah.
Now you have 3 years to get your shit together and get out. After that, you're no longer under my care and my responsibility.
What happens if you have like a mental disease or something?
If you have mental disease, guess what? You're safe. Okay. But I'm going to make sure that you really have a mental disease.
Okay. Okay. Just check.
But if you're just one of these people, and listen, I grew up in the system. I know what it's like.
People work the system.
People live there forever. You shouldn't be able to live in housing for 30 years. How are you living in housing for 30 years?
I don't know.
This is insane. You want to know why? Because they give them such a great fucking deal. It gives them no incentive to do anything else.
No, it's true.
You don't have an incentive to leave. Why would you leave? Then you have kids, and then you get your kids into housing, and then they're like, oh, shit, I don't have to do anything either. I'm retired too, Mom. Look at me. I'm not working either. And then they have kids, and then they get to stay in the fucking... They got fucking houses and shit like this. This is mental.
It's a system.
The system is flawed. The system, under my rule, would be completely changed. That's it. What would you do if you were president?
No, I'm just thinking about that. So, you know, I can agree with that. Because all you're doing is just like you're creating a cycle of people who are living in housing. And they try to put together these programs, right? So that way the next generation can get out of the public housing. But, I mean, only a small percentage of the people that actually go to these programs, you know, actually are able to get out of the housing system. I'm just wondering, maybe it's more of like a social thing, you know?
In the words of the great Joe Rogan, the only way to fix this planet and to make our society better...
Was it blow it up?
Is to make sure that there's less losers, less dummies. The only way to do that is to, instead of everybody taking all this money for defense of our country and all this fucking army shit.
Yeah.
Because it's not defense spending, whatever they could do. Is that what they call it?
The money, yeah.
It's not defense spending when you're buying bombs. You don't defend yourself with a bomb. You defend yourself with a shield. All right? You're buying bombs. A bomb is an offense.
Yeah,
so you're buying all this shit to kill other people.
Yeah.
So how about you stop it? You stop spending billions of dollars to go blow up other people's shit. You say, guess what? We're going to shut down the army for 10 years. And we're going to go into all these shitty little fucking neighborhoods. We're going to build them up. We're going to give all these people who are underprivileged great opportunities because they don't have to just because you might not have a dad or your situation, your parents are all fucked up on drugs, we're going to give you safe places to learn, to get out of the
system. So that
the cycle can be broken, because without saving the children, you'll never be able to thrive in society. You have to take care of the kids. Therefore, less dummies, less knuckleheads, more smart people. You build a smarter nation.
Yeah.
Then you get people who are geniuses, and then we start creating all this fucking technology shit, and then we put China to shame. And that's the only way to do it. Sorry. Hate to break the news to people. That's why you should vote for me the next election.
Vote for Jason.
That's what I would do.
Vote for the race for Jason.
I don't know if that makes any sense to you, but it makes perfect sense to me.
No, it does make a lot of sense. You got to break the cycle. That's what you got to do.
The cycle, what we're doing now is clearly not working. It's the definition of insanity.
Well, I mean, yeah, you just got to break the cycle. I've read this this article about like bullies, and the reason why kids are bullies is because it comes from their parents, right? And then the reason why their parents are the way that they are is because of their parents. And it's just the cycle just keeps continuing, but you got to break the cycle. But I mean, sometimes it's easier said than done, because I mean, they have programs in place right now throughout Toronto that are made to keep kids out of trouble. You know, they have, I don't know, like basketball programs, extracurricular activities after school. But once again, I mean, it's like a small percentage of those people that actually go there that can actually get out of the cycle. You know, sometimes you're just stuck in the cycle because it's just
the programs
ingrained
don't
in
work
you.
Because
it's just ingrained
listen, you,
in you.
You go to one thing and then you have to go home to
and
fucking Shitsville.
And that's what I mean.
All right, so for maybe 1 hour thing. Of your day, you're in a safe haven, but then for the next 12 hours, you got to go back to fucking shit town.
Yeah,
and you can't
it's
survive
hard.
Like that.
It's hard. Yeah.
If I was president, so vote for me. I'll take care of all this stuff.
I get elected.
I know how to solve all the problems. It's so simple.
Assassinated on Saturday.
So simple, James.
Buried on Sunday.
All right, let's get me off of my tirade.
Yeah, man, what's going on? Jeez. All
right, cool.
Do
you have something to say? Because I got something. I see you have a little list.
Well,
you want to get through that? Let's go. Let's do it. Yeah. Pick what it is.
No, I got nothing.
You got three other things on your list.
No, I'm good.
You don't want to talk about them anymore?
No, because some of it's a little bit sad. I just don't want
why?
To talk
I
about
love sad shit. Let's go. Sad. I'm already talking about taking away the army shit and fixing up bad neighborhoods to save children. So let's get into your sad shit. Somebody died.
I heard the story on the CBC. It's about
No, not the Mount Everest person.
No, why? What happened?
Okay, good. Okay, go on.
No, what happened?
Nothing.
No, well, tell me what happened.
Nothing happened. Go on.
There was a gas attendant.
Ugh.
That chased after someone who didn't pay.
Ugh.
And they were killed. And supposedly what happened was that the family of the person, the gas attendant who had died, they're saying that in the past, like this, this person who died had told them at one point in time that, you know, if someone were to drive off without paying, it would come out of his salary. So that's what they're trying to say.
Have you ever worked at a gas station?
No.
Guess what?
What?
Me neither. But I have friends that used to.
And that was,
if
is
a person
that true?
Takes off. You have to pay for it.
Yeah, but supposedly the owner of the gas station is saying that that's not true. That it comes out of his pocket.
I bet
not
the owner
gas
is fucking 100% full of shit, and he's trying to cover his ass right now because he's gonna have a humongous lawsuit.
Yeah, but I wonder if that's the way it is at all gas stations. Like if
I know of some dudes that worked at gas stations, and that's how it was.
It comes out of their salary.
Exactly.
How's that even fair?
Listen, it's the exact same thing when I work at the restaurant. If somebody dine and dashes, I gotta pay for that shit. So if I go out and I'm chasing a dude down the street because he's taking off and I get smoked by a fucking car, my boss is going to say, oh, no, we would never make him pay for it. But guess what? 100% of the fucking time, if we have a dine and dash, the server has to pay for it.
See, that there's something there that's not equating to.
I'm going to make sure that my boss knows about this story because I'm going to let him know. Listen, you can get fucked, buddy.
Well,
if I go and jump chasing somebody because they took off and I get fucking killed, you're gonna be up Schitt's Creek.
But I mean, I think that's the way the whole industry is, isn't it? Like the whole like waiting industry. The yeah. server, the server.
It's like that at all the gas stations too. That, I'm positive it is.
I'm gonna look this up just to verify, just to make
you
sure.
You look it up, but I'm telling you, I know this. I'm the next president of the free world.
But obviously, that's something that has to change, because you're putting people who are in like lower positions in a position that they should not be in. I mean, if
of
that,
course.
Or what they should even do is to do what they do in the United States, where you have to pay before you actually.
Do you know how
pump.
Fucking annoying it is to pay before you pump?
Well,
you
I
know
mean,
how annoying that is.
If people are dying,
you don't have a car and you don't go to the gas station.
Hey, if I've rented cars and I
drive, know. I got a fucking gas guzzler and I'm at the gas station every day.
Yeah.
And listen.
But I mean, if you just swipe your car, if you swipe your car,
when I pull up to a pump,
yeah,
and they're like. And then you stop your car, you get out, you fucking put the nozzle in, and then you look at this stupid sign. Oh, it's pay before you pump. It's like, what the fuck? I'm not going to run away. I'm not a crook. Don't treat me like I'm
black.
Hey,
this story just happened.
I know it just happened.
And you can pay by a card, so it's not that hard. You can pay with the card first and pump your gas.
I
got to
get inside. I got to go buy some chips. I got to get some gum.
Well, if you're going inside anyways, what's the big deal?
Because now I got to go all the way in and pay and then come all the way back and pump my gas.
Pay with a card.
It's just not efficient.
Pay with a card.
It's not efficient. I don't fuck with that.
Anyways, I think if this story gets big and if people actually do care, it might turn out where you have to pay for gasoline before you actually can pump. Pay before you pump like they do in the United States. Especially in Detroit. That's like one of the biggest things you notice when you cross over the border.
Listen, the guy shouldn't have done that, because now at most gas stations, all gas stations, they have cameras. And the cameras are strategically placed so that it gets your license plate. So that if you take off, whatever, it's shitty, but you got the dude's license plate and then... You track them down, you get it.
But
that's
I mean, supposedly he went after this person because he was afraid that he was going to lose that money. Maybe it was $100 gas pump.
Could have been. That's how much I put in my fucking
car. I mean, I'm sure this guy doesn't make $100. So that's $100 off his paycheck to help pay for whatever he has to pay for his family.
It's a sad story.
Anyways, I think that rule has to probably change.
Let's cheer everybody up for a quick second. All right. Now to my favorite game. Where is my... Straight or not straight? All right, James, you ready?
Not really.
You ready to play straight or not straight? Perfect. A guy getting a massage. Have you ever gone to go get a massage?
I just want to make something clear. I'm noticing that Jay is definitely becoming more PC, and it does seem like he's a hippie, because I remember the name of this game was not what it is now. But let's just keep
straight going. Straight or not straight? Listen, I don't want all the... There's a lot of touchy gay stuff going on in the city right now. I don't want to freak people out. So straight or not straight?
What do you mean by touchy?
Listen, anyways. Have you ever gone for a massage before?
Yes.
Did you call ahead for your massage, or did you just show up and be like, can I get a massage?
No, I usually book it ahead of time.
When you book, do you say, can I make sure that I have a girl, or can I make sure I have a guy, or you just show up and it's whoever's working?
It's usually a girl.
How do you, straight or not straight, guy getting a massage from another guy? And he calls ahead and asks for a guy.
Oh, calls ahead and asks for a guy? Maybe he just wants someone with strong hands. Maybe he has a bad sports injury.
The verdict?
This is going to bite me in the ass someday, man. What's the answer? What's the answer?
The answer? What's your answer?
My answer is maybe the guy called in ahead of time because he needed someone to work out a sports injury. That's all I got.
Listen, it's straight, okay?
So I got the answer right, yes.
Yeah, you're right. Because guess
but
what?
But there's no right or wrong.
No, there is a right or wrong. Well, there's not a right or wrong, but there's... There's
why
a
why we play this game.
Because people love this game. You know how many people call me and be like, oh, Jason, is this gay or not gay? And I'm like, are you serious? Like,
you mean
people,
straight or not straight?
No, they say gay or not gay, because that's how it was originally played. But you know what? Sometimes you can't get a small girl to massage your giant body of muscles because she's just not as strong. She can't get the deep tissue.
Yeah.
So sometimes you got to get a dude. I don't go for massages personally, but that's just what I would say.
All right.
Watching porno with your friends. Straight, not straight.
Oh, my God. Why am I doing this? How did I get myself wrapped up in this?
I don't know.
I'll
spare you. Don't do it. Don't watch porno with your friends. Porno is a one-on-one encounter with just between you and your internet, and that's it.
I have known of people that have watched it in a group of guy friends, which I think is the strangest thing I've
very
ever
strange. How do people heard do of. That?
At bachelor parties, guys do this. I don't get it. I really don't understand.
I'll never understand. Driving a Volkswagen Beetle with a tulip in the dashboard.
What happens if it's the guy's girlfriend? Maybe he's born his girlfriend's car.
Just asking.
Okay, what happens if it's like a black tulip? You know, like like goth or something.
It's like neon. It's like a green car with like yellow tulip.
It's not the most masculine look, I'd have to say.
Not straight. Not a good look, guys.
All right.
Don't do it. Owning a cat.
I know one of us owns a cat. Jason.
I love my cat.
Oh, so I guess that would probably be not straight.
It's 100% straight. It's okay to own a cat.
Of course it is.
Just don't start getting into multiple cats. That starts to get a little creepy.
The old cat, man.
Owning the cat, man. Owning pink underwear.
Okay. I have never owned pink underwear before, but I have owned red underwear that was washed with some white clothes that did change to pink. And I had nothing else to wear. You know what? I did have a pair of pink underwear, and I did wear them.
Straight, not straight.
That's my answer.
Listen.
I've owned, like, bright yellow underwear before.
It's perfectly like, straight. I own neon pink underwear.
Why is it that everything that's straight is because you did it? Okay, so hold up a second. What was the one question that was not straight? Oh, okay. So if you had a Volkswagen Beetle with a tulip inside of it and you were driving around, would that be straight or not straight?
I would never buy a Volkswagen Beetle because I'd be like, that's a fucking chick car. I'm not doing it.
Whatever. All right.
Same thing with watching porno with my friends. I won't do that.
That's strange. I don't even get that. I don't think that has anything to do with doing, like, straight or not straight.
Eating salad?
What are you talking about? I eat salad. That's nothing wrong with eating salad.
One of those
that's weird. What do you mean? How could you
one of those
say
salad
that?
With those little oranges in it and stuff like that?
You mean a fruit salad? What's the big deal?
You're okay to eat any type of salad you want to. It's only food. You have to nourish your body.
Exactly. Come on.
Jeez. Drinking a Cosmopolitan.
My feminine body. Drink it out of a beer mug. It's all right.
I've seen a lot of guys drink a Cosmo, and I've served it to a lot of guys, but I'm just like, why do you do that?
Because it tastes good.
It's predominantly ordered by women, and I mean, you can do it. You could do anything you want to do, okay, everybody? Do whatever you want to do, but ordering a Cosmo out of bar is just not a good look for dudes.
Wait. So if you're at a restaurant, it's okay, but maybe at a bar, it's not okay? Where's this bar situated in the
city?
It's never
okay. Guys, if you want to have a Cosmo, here's the tip.
All right.
Just order vodka cranberry. That's it. They'll put it in a rock glass for you. Still a little bit pink in color, but it's okay.
Well, what's a Cosmopolitan anyways? I thought Cosmopolitans were blue.
Vodka, triple sec, cranberry juice, bar mix.
That's a Cosmopolitan? So what's the drink that's blue? Blue and it sort of has like that big... Oh, it's probably some sort of martini. Never mind.
A Cosmo is a martini.
Oh. I remember having a blue martini in one of those big glasses. It was delicious.
Oh, whatever. Dressing up. This is it. Halloween is coming up. If you dress like a girl for Halloween, is that a sign?
Maybe you like to wear a girl. I don't know. Who knows?
But why would a guy ever think that dressing up like a girl is like a costume?
He has mommy issues.
It's no costume. That's just creepy.
I see dudes do it all the time.
I know, and the dudes that do it are creepy dudes. I've done a poll on this question specifically because I always find it very strange.
Yeah.
The majority of people say that it's fucking weird.
When a guy dresses up as a girl?
When a guy dresses up as a girl for Halloween.
I've seen some pretty big like dudes, like big like football player dudes dressing up as like girls, and it's weird. It is weird.
It's very strange. It'd be like the last costume that I would ever pick.
Yeah, I don't know.
two guys going into a hot tub together. Like, hey, want to come over and chill in the hot tub? We'll listen to music and touch toes or something. I don't know. Hot tub's a little small space.
I think it's fine.
I don't think it's fine.
What?
No.
What are you talking? Okay.
I don't think it's fine.
Why? What's the big deal?
I mean, it's there's really
if you,
no,
have, if you have your shorts on, what's the big deal?
There's no big deal. A hot tub is just a small area to two dudes to be chilling in.
It's a bathtub with hot water. What's the big deal? You don't take a bath with
no other dudes.
You've ever taken a bath with your brother before?
Yeah, when I was four.
I don't see it being a big deal. People go hot tubbing all the time. People have hot tubs on their decks in the wintertime.
Yeah, and guess what? There's girls around.
Not all the time.
I don't know. I'm the judge and the jury. I say it's no good. It's not a good look. Everybody, it's not a good look. That's it.
Oh,
you can do whatever you want, though. I mean, it doesn't make you straight or not straight if you do any of these things. It's just fucking a little bit weird.
Anyways.
Anyhow, that's the game.
I'm going to catch a picture with Jane instead of a hot tub with a guy one day. Watch.
It'll never, ever happen.
We'll see.
Never. Never, ever happen. Do you know what I was talking about the last topic of the day? We're just going to... We got 5 minutes, so we got to get to the last topic.
You're saying this is the last topic. Yes. Okay, yeah, yeah.
Has Hollywood given up? Has Hollywood given up on making movies? This is what I really want to know.
Has Hollywood given up on making movies?
Have they?
What do you mean by that? By like making original movies?
Yeah. Coming up with an original concept and making an original movie.
Well, you know, Total Recall, that's an original movie. The one with...
Arnold Schwarzenegger?
There's one with Arnold Schwarzenegger? I thought there's only one with Colin Farrell.
Are you an asshole? I hope you're fucking joking. I don't know if we can be friends if you're not joking.
Oh, my God.
That's the original Total Recall.
Yeah, with Colin Farrell, man. Come on. You don't know that?
We're not fucking talking yet. This show's over forever.
Or another original idea, Avatar. That's original, right?
It's not original.
Pocahontas.
You know what? I just look at what's coming out. They got Monsters, Inc. coming out. Finding Nemo is coming out. Like,
what do you mean? What do you mean coming out?
They're coming out in 3D.
Didn't those movies already come out?
They already came out 10 years ago.
Oh, my God.
Nobody's coming out with a new... Nobody can write a new story anymore.
Well, TIFF just happened. We should have been down at TIFF interviewing people.
Who, like Jaden Smith?
Yeah. You guys still need to fight it out.
Well, listen, I'm calling him out on Twitter. He won't respond. Fuck him. But I look at what's coming out. I'm like, who's going to go and pay money to go and see this?
People who haven't seen it yet, though.
They came out with Titanic 3D.
Yeah, I know.
Every movie, they just...
It's going to be 3D.
We're going to release it in 3D. And guess what, 3D. Dummies? Even though you own it on your DVD collection and your Blu-ray collection, you're still going to come to the movies to put these stupid glasses on your head and watch this movie.
It's not 3D, man.
Finding Nemo 3D. Whatever. I still haven't even found Finding Nemo 1D. I never seen none of Finding Nemo.
Oh, man.
Do you watch a lot of movies? I know you don't watch black people movies like Red
Tails.
What
are you talking about, man?
I know you didn't see Red Tails.
Not yet. Not yet. I will, though.
No, you won't. And neither has... There's only out of all the group of the guys at my work that said, bro, we got to go see Red Tails. Only one of them has seen it so far. And he just watched it on DVD.
Hey, man, I've seen some pretty good... I went to go see Marley.
Marley and Me?
Not Marley and Me, dummy.
The Bob Marley movie?
Yeah, the Bob Marley movie. That movie was incredible. Anyways, no, I have to say, I don't know. I didn't go see any movies at TIFF this year, but I'm sure there's some good stuff that came out. There's some futuristic movies and stuff, so I don't know.
I just wish people would get creative so that... I would be like, oh, shit, that looks like a badass movie that I haven't heard of before. Let me go and watch it.
A lot of ideas are done now.
How can ideas be done? It's movies, man.
Well, you know what I want you to do, Jay? I want you to go and find. I want you to write a script.
Yeah.
Yeah. I want you to write a script for a movie.
I'm not a script writer.
Well, maybe not a script writer, but at least come up with some ideas for movies.
I got an idea for a movie.
What's that?
All right, peep this. I'm not telling you guys.
What do you mean?
Someone's going to create it and make $1 billion.
Well, then you'd be happy that there'd be some new movies out there.
Why can't people make a any well, type of movie? I don't know what
well,
you want.
Well, think of something.
There's got to be a new way to make a movie. There's writers in Hollywood who get paid millions of dollars to write shit.
Well,
they can't write nothing?
Obviously, they're not writing anything if all the movies are coming out that are all the same.
Clearly. Then they shouldn't. They shouldn't get paid anything.
Well.
Whatever. I'm annoyed by that. Highly annoyed by it.
Anyways.
Anyhow.
Yeah.
That's it. I was going to tell a Tales from the Trip from a trip that when we went to Montreal.
Who went to Montreal?
Well, some dudes that I know, they went to Montreal a couple years ago. It's a funny story.
Yeah, great. Thanks, Trey.
What?
I guess we have to wait till next time to hear the story, then.
It's a good fucking story.
All right.
Do you know the story?
I don't know the story. I want to hear it, though, now.
You want me to go into it? I'll go into it. It's a funny story.
All right, go ahead. Let's hear the story.
Well.
This better be good.
So these whole bunch of guys that get together, they go down to Montreal for a weekend. And one of the dudes, he like met a chick before. And he's like, I'm going to call up this chick, whatever. And we're going to go and meet her.
Okay, that's the end of the show. That's it. We're good. All right. Tune in next time for another episode of I Got Issues. We'll think of some contest ideas, and we'll post the stuff about the Jamaica trip, so that way you guys have more context on the whole joke about the whole taxi cab ride and all that stuff. Anyways, that's it.
That's the podcast.
Peace out.
Where's the music?
It's coming.
And don't get anyone pregnant.
Peace.